Shavuos, Perek Zayin Mishnah Ches. This is the last Mishnah in the Perek that deals with Takonas Shavuos HaMishnah, except that the first seven Mishnahs dealt with Shavuos HaNoitlin. Now we're going to the classic type of Shavuos, which is Shavuos HaNiftarim, except that it's not a Shavuos which is Mechuyiv Midairaisa. We keep on saying that the only model of Shavuos that Deraisa is Moedi B'Miktzas, Shavuos Al Pi Eirechod, and Shavuos HaShomrim. We'll add to that that in order for there to be a chiyuv shvuah deraisa, there has to be the teveh has to be teveh betaines bori. When the teveh betaines bori and there's a drora that there's something there. Might have mixed this. There's something there. Shaimrim, where's the chayvitz? You lost it. Eirechot. Zeirechot. So all those three, there's a chiyuv shvuah betziruf the betaines bori and the drora. Over here, you're going to be missing either one or the other. The Shavuah won't be a Chiv Shavuah Deraisa, but it's Shavuah HaNiftarim that Chazal will attack in Shavuah HaMishnah of Shavuah HaNiftarim. Ve'elu nishboim shaloi b'tayna. And the Lashon of the Mishnah emphasizes that point. These are Shavuahs that can be Mechuyiv, even though the Teveya does not have a Taina. It doesn't mean not a Taina. The Taina is Bori. Hashutofim. Partners in a business, it happens sometimes that one partner will suspect the other partner was taking off more than his share. He's siphoning off. That could be. He has no way to prove it. To be teveya him with a tainus bori, he won't be able to do. But since there's a framework over here where you definitely could suspect it, when there's a falling out between the shutif, he could haul his shutif into Bezdin without a tainus bori. Ho'arisin, the same thing is what's called an oris, is a sharecropper, which means Reuven has a field. He allows Shimon to work the field. Shimon's going to provide all the labor and the responsibility. He's going to have to harvest, plant, toil, harvest, and sell the stuff. And a quarter of the produce will go to the owner of the field. So for the owner of the field, it's gevaldik, because he doesn't have to work, and he has a hashko. The oris is going to make money. He doesn't have a piece of land like this. He can make a decent amount. Sorry, that wasn't accurate. The oris is the one who's makabel, what's called the Lashon Chazal, mechtze shlish revir. Depending on what type of field, depending on how lucrative the crop is, the oris will make a nice amount from the field, even though the peiros really belong to the bala soda. Over here also, there's definitely grounds that maybe he didn't give an exact reckoning of how many peiros the field produced. The only one who knows is the oris, not the balabais, not the balasoda. Apetropin, apetropus is a person who deals, a trustee, who's oisik b'momen acherim, primarily, let's say, with yisoymim, or momen hatzibur, or momen tzedakah. So, a person can make cheshbonis, marshal, somebody was about to die, and he was maman and apetropus to take care temporarily till his children are older of the family business. Take care of it for them. It happens sometimes. The Yetzirah that a person can siphon off money. Because of that, there's a mokum to be mechayiv even without having a tvias bori, a shvur. Ho'isha ne'sas v'ne'senes b'teich habayis. A woman could take care of her husband's business, and the husband could think that maybe his wife is siphoning off money, putting it in a separate bank account. Now the Rav on this brings, what's ho'isha ne'sas v'ne'senes? She's nois v'noit normally means business. Tercha bayis, what does it mean? Business in the house? The Rav says, Shohishiva bayla chenvinis, the husband put him in charge of a business, of a store, oy apetropso al nechosov, or she's a trustee on his business. So lechayra, it means in a business relationship, that a husband should be able to call his wife into Bezdin to have to make a shvua on a household expenditures. He gave her a certain amount for groceries, and maybe she siphoned off and she put away. That he doesn't sound from the Rav that he has a karech to be mechayver. You look in the sugis in Ksubis, where these nyanim are discussed in Perek HaKoyis and elsewhere, and there's a major discussion in Rishonim. Maybe household expenses at all he can't be mechayver. This whole din that a husband could distrust his wife, maybe that's only when the marriage is dissolving. He's divorcing her, so now there's a din of dvarim. He wants to hold on to a certain amount of money in the ksuba, kineged money that he says she siphoned off. But stam azay. The lashon rishonim is ein adam dor benochash b'kfif achas. How could a woman be expected to live with her husband in the middle of a marriage? He's calling him into Bezdin. So this is a big discussion back and forth. Some of it is brought in the mafarshim over here. Uben Habayis. Ben Habayis L'Chayr is one of the brothers who's involved in running the business of the father. So the other brothers could call him to task. This is talking about before they made a chalukah on the father's nechosim. Father dies, there's five brothers, they divided five ways. But while the business is still running and it hasn't been sold and divided, or a field being divided, or a house is being divided, it's what's called Tfusas Habayis in the Sugis in Yesh Noichlim. So they're like shutfim. It's really not a different category than a shutfim, except that the dynamics are a little bit different. How does the discussion go on any of these cases? Omaloi, one party of any of these cases, says to the other, Ma'ata to'aneni. The nitva says, what are you telling against me? Ritzoni shetishavali. I want that you should be nishba to make sure that everything's on the up and up. Chayiv, smuchoy v'shua. Let's say the former people that are in a chosma together, and that's why they get tangled up with each other. Shutfim, arisim. Let's say they already divided up the profits. So now you're not being teveya in a business, in a sheer cropping arrangement. Stam, he says, you're a gazlan, and he's teveyim. In yochalash bioy. Then we look at them as two people that are disengaged, and even though maybe the tviya is based on what happened when we were shutvim, if they're not in the geshäft anymore, then you can't be mechayim. Now, the truth of the matter is, why not? So the mefarshim like two over here comes from the Gemara, that the fact that, let's say, the oris, they divided up the crops, he gave him a third of the crops, he walked off with two-thirds, now, 2 months later he's teveyim. The fact that you went through the process and you ordered it and you made a cheshbon and everybody got their piece means that b'shas ma'is you were happy. 2 months later you decided maybe there's something else coming to you. So that shtika means that b'etzim you accept that he was on the up and up. So now you can't be mechayev in the shua. However, the sipa ha'mechayevus of the shua b'etzim is still there. And therefore, if there's some type of other arrangement between the two people. Lamashal, two people have a shutvis in a business. They also have that Reuven is an owner of a field, that Shimon works the field, and he's an Orus. So they have an Orus bala soda arrangement, and their shutvim. The shutvis goes on. The Orus was already divided up. He can't be Teveya, the bala soda, can't be Teveya, the Orus. However, let's say there's a disagreement, Behemshech, 6 months later in the Shutvis, Mitoich, that he could be Mashbiah him in the Shutvis, he can now be Megalgalim, the old Taina, that he thought of 4 months ago, on 6 months ago's division of the Arisus, he can be Megalgalim. Which means, by the way, that we don't look at it as an overt Mechila. If it was an overt Mechila, there's no reason why now it should become, if we Nemon, that he was Meichel. He was Meichel already. What you have to say is that even though it's not overt Mechila, Chazal B'chiyai Gavna see that if Al-Gabon and B'shas, the division of the Arisus, the Bal Hasada was okay with it, he named it on. He wasn't Meichel Mamish, but he didn't press it. 2 months later, you can't make a geshäft out of it. The stomiest is that you let it go. However, the Tviya Betzim is a Tviya. So if you have a Koyach Tviya Shvu on him from someplace else, then Gilgul Shmuel will allow him to press that claim. The Mishnah finishes off with one din, an interesting din, Vashvius Mishametes is Ashvua. This has nothing to do with what we've been discussing before. And this is an interesting din. We know that Achoy, when you get to Shnas HaShmitah, the Pasuk of Parshas Re'eh, so it's called Shmitas Ksofim. Reuven owes Shimon money. As soon as Shmitah comes around, or according to most Rishonim, that's a Das Yochid. Most Rishonim hold when Shmita finishes, but Gemar Shnas HaSheva, the Aloch is that all Chavis are wiped out, Reuven no longer owes Shimon money. That being said, let's say there's an outstanding Tviya between Reuven and Shimon. The Mishnah seems to be saying that Shimon can't be Tevei Reuven for that claim after Shmita. It's Mishtamet. There's no Chav. There's nothing to make a Geschäft in Bezdin with a Shvua for. He doesn't owe you the money. He either did or he didn't. It's not relevant. He no longer owes you the money. So the Gemara has to say in Rekibta over here, because of that kasha, we're talking about where Be'etzim, they were in Bezdin before the Shemitah, before the Shemitah's Ksofim. And the halacha is what we see, look at this Mishnah Zerayah, that Achoyiv, even after Shemitah, if it already had been in Bezdin, and there was a pending case, and Reuven was already Teveyah, Shimon, or what did we say before? Shimon was the Malva. Shimon was already Tever Ruvain. And Ruvain denied the Choyv. At that point, it turns from an outstanding Halva into a Gzela. Denying the Choyv in Bezdin turns it into a form of Gzela. So that's outstanding Gezel. Gezel is not a Halva. Gezel is not subject to the Dinim of Shemitah's Govern, even though it's debt. Debt incurred by Gezel, Hezek, anything like that, does not have a din of Shemitah's Ksofim. That being said, let's say it was ready, it was a Choyv denied, and then after Shemitah, the case came back to Bezdin. The Shemitah, there's a Bazunder din that the Shemitah is Meshamit the Shvuah on this din of Dvarim. The Gemara learns it out from the Pasuk, V'zeh Dvar HaShemitah, the Lashon, the Pasuk, and Pashre. Dvar HaShemitah is the words, the Toim V'nitin. Besides for that, some Choyv, which in this case is not bottle, the Tvias Shvuah in the Choyv is yeah bottle. L'choyv, not a Hemshik of the Mishnah, but the Mishnah sticks in and over here, Agav, the other Dinim of Shvuahs in Toim V'nitin. Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah, this Perek rather, is not really so much a Hemshik of Dine Shvuah. It's Toim V'nitin in the context of Dine Shomrim. Now we know that there are four types of Shomrim. Abo, Shomrim, Hei. Shemichinam v'ashel neisisachah v'asoicha. Shemichinam is Reuven is watching for Shimon for a favor. Maybe he has an ulterior motive why he's doing the favor. Maybe he's going to return him at some point the favor back. But right now, it's a one-sided relationship. Because of that, the chiyuvim are less. Because he's doing it b'teves libay. Hashoyel. Shoyel is the most chomer of the four. Because over here, the one who's watching, the shomer, has the full benefit. Kol ano shaloi. He's completely benefiting from the chavitz when he borrows Yenna's axe, Yenna's tractor, Yenna's chamor. Noisis socher v'hasoiche. Noisis socher is somebody who's paid for watching. He's a shomer. He doesn't have usage of the chavitz. So he's a real shomer. But he is being paid for his efforts. Therefore, the level of responsibility that he has goes up. Hasoiche is something in between. Soiche is really a two-sided relationship. He's a tenant. He's renting. He's renting somebody else's chamor. A tenant wouldn't be a good example because a tenant on karka, there are no dine shmira on karka, as we've discussed previously. The chiyuv shmira don't apply, except by metalton. So here we're talking about on a chamor. Reuven is renting Shimon's chamor. On the one hand, Reuven has usage of the chamor, so that should place a higher level of responsibility on him. On the other hand, the landlord is the one who's making dollars and cents on the deal. So how do you look at it? That's machloikis tanoim, whether we look at a soicher as a noisis socher or as a shemichinam. And that's why it's put over here fourth. Shemichinam nishba alakoil. Shemichinam nishba alakoil. What does it mean, alakoil? That means every type of legitimate reason why he would not be returning the chavitz is cause for him to be able to make a shvu and, of course, pater himself. Which means that he's pater on gneva, on aveda. He's certainly potter on oinis. He's not potter on pshia. That's his fault. But everything where you could see it as b'midah mesuyam is not his fault. There were other factors. He's potter. Nishba v'niftar. Hashoyel mishalem esakoyel. There is one case where shoyel doesn't have to pay, but the standard of all levels of responsibility, even if it's an oinis, the shoyel is chayv, because since kol ano shaloi, you're fully responsible for a chayvitz, even if you didn't do anything wrong. Even Gnev Aveda means you didn't lock it up like Fort Knox. But what happens if you're an Oynis? Only a Shoyel is Chayv. Noises Socher v'asoicher, Nishboin, they're in the middle. Then Nishba la Shvura. Shvura is something breaking. What does it mean breaking? Over here we're talking about a behemoth. So we're talking about that it was attacked by another behemoth. In the middle, the animal was destroyed. Ala Shvuya, it was taken away. It was captured by armed robbers. Ala Mesa, it died by itself. These are types of oinis. Umishalmin es ha'aveda v'sagneve. He's potter an oinis, so he's more kal than a schura. But the chayiv an aveda gneve, which means that they're more chomer than a shomer socher. More chomer than a shomer chinam. So this is a hachra on the machlekes tanam that we just mentioned, which is a sugi in Bava Metzia. The Mishnah over here has been kaveh that they have a din of a noisei socher. More pratim we'll see in Yetz Hashem, the Mishnah is to come.